Okay, good morning, good Erev Shabbos. We're continuing with the Maharal Shir here at Adas Torah on Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Kedoshin Taf Shin Pei Dalid. Welcome, right over there on the brown, the darker brown. We don't have shtenders like you have in the other room, but we have some, we do our part to have as many shtenders as we can. So we are learning this month and the next few months, the Zechus Refuah Shleima for Baruch Ben Chaya. So we daven that the learning should be Taka Zechus for him. So we have one concept in Maharal to discuss this morning. I put a number one, even though there's no number two. But there's one Maharal we want to discuss. A few Yesodos that come out. We're actually going to come at this a little bit different than usual. Different shir than usual. Usually we talk about the Pasuk, then we come to the Maharal on the Pasuk. Here we're going to start with the Pasuk. We're going to ask some questions. And we'll see how the Maharal, really based on one Maharal, answers a lot of these questions with his Yesod about the mitzvah. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to develop it through some comments of Rav Huttner, the Pachad Yitzchak, the great, you know, a Talmud of the thought of the Maharal. So we're going to cover a lot of our bases. We're just going to do it in a little bit of different order than usual. So look at the first source on the page. The Pasuk tells us, Lo sikom v'lo sitor es b'nei amecha. And here the Pasuk quotes Uncle Maishi, V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, that you have to love your fellow friend, Ani Hashem. V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha literally means, love your reya means friend. That's an interesting question. The word reya, like where that shoresh comes from, it reminds us of the word Ra, bad. So that's interesting, right? You would think they're actually opposing over there. There is something to say about that. V'lahavdolecha kamocha, like yourself, as oneself. Ani Hashem, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's many, many things to talk about over here in terms of how the Torah can command you on an emotion, in terms of what it means to be a reya, to be a friend. In terms of kamocha, is it possible, if you look down the page, you know, just three sources down, the Ramban says it's literally impossible. It's not possible to do this mitzvah the way the Torah says it. The Torah is exaggerating. It doesn't mean you could literally love someone as much as you love yourself. We all love ourselves more than we love other people. What does it mean, kamocha? And what's the connection between all of this and Ani Hashem? How come the pasuk of the charge of love your friend like yourself ends with Ani Hashem? These are all questions that are important. They're all questions that are discussed by the Mefarshim. We're going to get to some of those questions as we go along. But look in the Gemara here, a famous Gemara you have in the next source, Lamed Aleph and Aleph Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that there was a non-Jew who came to Hillel, and he said, I want to be a Megayer, I want to convert. So he first had tried Shammai, and he said no, because the question he had asked was, teach me all of Torah al regel achas, teach me all of Torah in one quick moment. So Shammai said, impossible, can't do, it's not shayich. And Hillel says, I have an answer, amar lo, nabol, de'alach sani l'chavich l'savid, which we'll see in Rashi, is an Aramaic version of saying, don't do unto someone else what you wouldn't want done to yourself. De'alach sani, what you hate, l'chavich l'savid, don't do to your friend, don't do to someone else. Zohi kol ha-Torah kula, says Hillel, this is the entirety of Torah. The idach, everything else in the Torah, perushahu. It's all a commentary on this one mitzvah. Zil gmor. Go ahead and learn it. You know everything now if you know v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. This is the Aramaic translation of v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. If you look throughout the Gemaras, by the way, if you search Shas Bavli, so you really won't find the mitzvah v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha being quoted too often, except for really in two contexts. One has to do with marriage, with getting married to a woman who is who's attractive. Therefore, you won't be over on the violation of sinah. You'll love your wife and you won't hate her. And the other, huh? Exactly, excellent. Bror lo misa yafe. Excellent. Yeah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that when it comes to defining misos based in, when you want to figure out how to do, I think, the mitzvah sreifa, so we have to do it in a way that's not too torturous, not too terrible of a death. Yeah, there's there as well, or there too. I think Srefa also in terms of finding whether it's fire or lead. So we have to brolo misiyafa, choose the quickest, you know, least painful death once you're killing him on Misa's base. And it's just a fascinating thing. We talk about Yahavta Lechamocha means that you have to do, Rachman al Tzlan, nowadays people try to apply it outside the realm of Torah. Yahavta Lechamocha means you have to violate Torah to make people feel better, right? You have to do things that allow people to do things because you love them so much. The Torah, when the Chazal look at this pasuk, they utilize it for give him a good death. Once you're killing him for Mises Basin, make sure it's not so painful. It's a fascinating thing, the application of the mitzvah of Yahavtalech Kamocha. That's our mitzvah over here that the Hillel is saying is the epitome of all of Torah. So what is the pshat? So look at Rashi in the Rashi font indented. Da'alach sani l'chavach l'savid, don't do unto your friend what you wouldn't want done to yourself. The pasuk in Mishlei tells us, re'acha v're'a avicha al tazov, don't leave your friend, don't leave the friend of your father. Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al ta'avor al dvarav sh'arelecha sanui sh'yavor chavercha al dvarecha. You don't like when people don't listen to you. So don't violate Hashem's command. Meaning, what Hashem doesn't like, don't do. The same way that you wouldn't want someone else to not do, to do what you don't like. So the re'acha over here is referring to Hashem. Don't do unto Hashem what you would want done unto yourself. Lashon Acher, says Rashi, Chavecha Mamish. No, it means what we interpret it to mean. It means your friend. Kegon Gzela Gneva Niyof Vrov HaMitzvos. Fascinating comment. Rashi says, Rov HaMitzvos are Bein Adam L'Chavero. Most of mitzvos are really interpersonal relationships. Don't steal. Don't do anything. Don't commit adultery. Don't kill. Don't do anything that's bad interpersonally because you wouldn't want that done to yourself. So there's two possibilities in Rashi, and we'll get to this in a second, but they seem kind of like opposites here as well, right? Meaning, the Pasuk is saying, "Behaftu l'reach kamocha, love your friend." The Gemara is saying the Aramaic translation of that, and Rashi says, it could mean reacha, your friend, but it also could mean Hashem. It's literally the difference between Ben Adam l'chavera and Ben Adam l'makom. One pshat in the Gemara means, don't violate Hashem's command, don't break Shabbos. The other comment in the Gemara means, don't be mean to your friends. What do the two have to do with each other? And according to both comments in Rashi, this is the entirety of Torah. This is the entirety, the epitome of Kol HaTorah Kulav, Idach Shar Devei Torah, everything else in the Torah, Perusha. It's all Perusha Da HaMilsa. It's all an explanation. It's all a commentary on this. You have to know what Hashem hates or what your friend hates in order not to do it. So go learn the rest of the Torah in terms of how to fulfill this. But the whole Torah is contained in these words. So already we're just confused. We're stuck. The Pasuk says, V'yahat l'ech kamocha. How are we supposed to love our friends, as I said before? How are you supposed to feel a love for a person, kamocha, as if it's yourself? The Ramban says it's not possible. But is it possible? The Ramban's not the only commentary over here. He's the one who says it's impossible. Others say it is possible. What is the pshat? How is it kamocha? How can you love your friend, and how can it be a love that's similar to your own? What is the definition of re'echa? Rashi's struggling over here. Re'echa might mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It might mean your friend. Are those opposites? And if so, how do you fit both of them into the Pasuk, into the Gemara? Kamocha, we already discussed. And Ani Hashem, what's the connection to the term Ani Hashem at the end of the Pasuk? How does that relate to the whole mitzvah over here? So we're kind of stuck on every single word in this mitzvah. So in order to answer that question, before we put out that flame, let's fan the flame just a little bit. In the second to last source on the page, you have Pachad Yitzchak. The Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, I had the good fortune of reading through the Sefer right before Pesach. I've told you in the past, I don't have tons of exposure to Maharal and to Pachad Yitzchak. It just wasn't something that I was taught in yeshiva. So now that we're learning Maharal together, so I try to, on the side, as much as I can, make a laning, make a bechias on some of the svarim. So Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach was gevaldik. Really, really mamish, like one of the greatest svarim I ever read in my life. It was so good. I said it was somewhere between, Harry Potter and Catch 22, but it's one of the greatest books I've read in my life, for sure. So in Maimer Ches, early in the Sefer, Rav Huttner has a fascinating line. It's very intuitive to us, but the reasoning is not intuitive, so pay attention. He says, imagine a case, we'll talk about it outside, not inside, imagine a case where you have Reuven and Shimon. I know, they're like famous already at this point, but you have them in this case as well. So Reuven and Shimon, they know each other, and Reuven loves Shimon. He has a really good relationship with Shimon. He really respects him, he really likes him, he adores him. Why does he love him? So he loves him because he's a good guy. He loves him because they hang out together. They're good golf buddies. They have a good time when they're talking to each other. They hock well. Whatever. It's a good match. He loves him. Happens to be, Reuven doesn't realize Shimon is Jewish. Probably he goes by Simon, okay? He doesn't realize Shimon is Jewish. He thinks Simon's a guy. And he loves him. V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. He loves him. He has an ahava for him. Was he mekayim that mitzvah? V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. Let's say he loves Simon, but he thinks he's a guy. Was he mekayim the mitzvah? So intuitively, you all think, no. He's not Mekayim the mitzvah. V'yahavta l'recha kamocha means to Jews. It doesn't apply to non-Jews. He doesn't realize this guy is Jewish, so he loves him, he loves him, he loves him, but he's not even Jewish. So he's not Mekayim the mitzvah of v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. Happens to be Simon is really Shimon, and really they love each other and they're both Jewish, but you're not Mekayim the mitzvah if you don't realize the guy is a Jew. That's intuitive to us. We get that. But why is that so intuitive? Why does that make sense? Why would it be that just because I don't realize the guy is Jewish, I'm not Mekayim the mitzvah? So Rav Huttner says something. You sewed this stick here, but we have to dig to see where it came from. I think it comes from the Maharal. Kilomar. Look in the bold, again, the Pachad Yitzchak and Pesach Maimer Ches. Kilomar. De'ena mitzvah shel ahavas reyim mispareshes sheyehav adam shehu miYisrael. The pshat in the mitzvah of V'yahavta l'recha kamocha is not that you should love someone who happens to be Jewish. Ela sheyehav adam miYisrael mipnei shehu Yisrael. You hear? The mitzvah v'yahavta l'recha kamocha means you have to love a Jew because he's Jewish. Peirush hakasuv, the pasuk means v'yahavta l'recha hu shetehei ahav or shetava oso dafka b'shvil shehu re'echa. V'yahavta l'recha. You have to love him because he's your re'ah. Re'ah doesn't mean friend colloquially. It means friend, he's your fellow Jew. You have to love your fellow Jew because he's Jewish. And if you love someone even though they're not Jewish, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. It's not a bad thing. It's nice to have a good relationship. But you aren't Mekayim the mitzvah because you don't love the person for being Jewish. You have to love his Jewishness in order to be in fulfillment of this mitzvah v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. Now, Again, intuitively we get the statement, but what's the pshat over here? Love is love. Why do we have to separate between what the reason is, what the motivation is? Why does the motivation have to specifically be that he's Jewish? Where is this all coming from? So I think this and the answer to all of our questions really stems from the Maharal here you have in the bottom of the page. And we'll do more on the second page as well, Blina, there, in the Nesiv Ahavas Reya, the chapter that he wrote about love for a fellow Jew, in the very first parak. He quotes our pasuk in Mishlei, Reya chav reya avicha al tazov uveis achicha al tavo b'yom edcha, tov shachin karov me'ach racho. So the pasuk in Mishlei says that when you have a friend, Reya chav reya avicha, he talks about this, but we'll blur them. Your friend or a friend of the family, so you should never part ways from them. Always cling to a good friend. But don't count on your brother when you fall on hard times. Don't count on your brother. Because it's better to have a good neighbor than it is to have a brother who's really far away. So the pasuk here is kind of strange and actually counterintuitive. We think of a brother as the closest relations possible. I think elsewhere the Maharal says, ach. Achva, right, the brotherhood, and achos also for a sister as well, siblings. Achva comes from the word ichui. Ichui means to bind things together. So it's the closest relationship. You're cut from the same cloth. You come from the same family. It's the same shoresh, the same root that led to both of you. You're the closest of kin. It's impossible to have closer than brothers. And yet the pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo Melech, is saying that no, it's better to have a good friend than it is to have a good brother. What's going on over here? Why are they different and what is that difference? So the Maharal explains that when it comes to a friend starts as a totally unique, separate individual. I exist over here and he exists over there and we're in two different worlds. And as we get to know each other and our minds connect and our hearts connect, we become closer and closer and we become bound together through friendship. So we start far apart, but we come together, we're drawn together, and we're bound together through our friendship. When it comes, says the Maharal, to that type of relationship, there's nothing closer than that. Because you bound yourselves together through your minds, through your hearts, you became close. From far away, you came together. The distance being closed is representative of how close the friendship is. The farther apart you are, the closer you are now that you're friends. However, a brother, if you look in the bold in the middle over here, lo kein achiv, she'ena chibur shalhem rak mitzad shenoldu min av. You don't get to choose your brothers. You don't get to choose who your siblings are. Right? I think my father always used to tell me growing up, you could pick your friends and you could pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose. So you can pick your friends and you can pick your nose separately, and you can't pick your friends' knows. Those are all true. My father didn't tell me, you can't pick your siblings. You can't pick your siblings. You're born from the same family. It's impossible to separate. So it's a very close relationship biologically. It's a very close relationship physically, spatially, geographically. You're in the same place your whole childhood. But it's not a close relationship in terms of your das. You didn't come close to each other because you relate to each other mentally and through your hearts. No, you were close because you're born in the same household. Bringing friends together is a closer relationship than two brothers who grew up together. And the Maharal here says a beautiful pshat. We're not going to spend time on it, but he says, you know, the Gemara tells us that this Baal Tshuva, someone who was not from his whole life, then he decides to become from and becomes a Shomer Torah Mitzvos, he's at a higher place, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than a person who was a tzaddik his whole life. How could that possibly be? The tzaddik never did an avera. The Baal Tshuva did a lot of averas. Now he's closer. So the Maharal says that's the pshat. Is that the definition of a relationship is not based on proximity. The definition of a relationship is based on how much space was closed between the two entities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always close to the tzaddik. He's like a brother to the tzaddik. It's not a bad thing. It's a very good thing. There's a very close relationship. But a reya, a friend, is someone who starts far away and closes that gap, closes that distance and comes closer. A Baal Tshuva has that advantage over a tzaddik. A beautiful idea that the Maharal says as well. But again, the relationship between a brother and a friend is different in this way. So, a friendship is a closer relationship than a brother is because of that distinction. Just look in the underline and then we'll move on. This doesn't come from you. It's not self-motivated, but rather you're forced into the relationship of siblings. You can't separate a sibling from another sibling. You're born together and it's impossible to distinguish. That's not true about friendship. Turn the page. Over. This is unbelievable. The Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Huttner has in a letter, it's not really a letter, it's a shir or a shmuz he gave in honor and memory of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. He says it's not a hesped, but it's like a divrei zikaron for Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. So in that piece, he notes something very fascinating. This will come back to Bli Neder soon. But just to streamline it and explain the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Horio says that when it comes to saving a person's life, there are different levels in terms of who comes first. There's precedent, correct? this was unfortunately relevant recently when we were dealing with the COVID shailas. So, you know, shailas came in. I remember I was working on some of the tshuvas. Shailas came into Rav Shechter literally every day about triage. Triage in halacha was a big term. Nobody knew what triage was. Everyone had to Google it. Then we all sort of knew what it was. But everyone was asking triage shailas. This one ventilator for two people, Rachman Anslan, Nebuch, shailas. So a lot of the discussion had to come to a Mishnah in Horios, which says when it comes to, you know, two people are drowning in an ocean, so who do you save first? So there's a level of, there's an order, there's a hierarchy in terms of who you save first. Cohen before Levi, Levi before Yisrael, me before all of them, obviously. So there's an order of things. So the Gemara there says, or the Mishnah, sorry, says, that if you have a Mamzer Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham who has no yichus whatsoever, he's a self-made Talmud Chacham, and there's a Cohen Gadol, and they're drowning, who do you save? No, you forgot, I'm still there, me. Then, after that, you save the Mamzer Talmud Chacham. You save the Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is the most chash of a thing that you could have, and therefore he has the most precedence. Why? So the Gemara says, because Yikar Mipninim, that even more than the Kohen Gadol who goes inside of the Kadosh HaKadoshim, is the Torah. The Torah is Yikar Mipninim, it's more precious than the person who goes inside. Talmud Chacham is more chash of even than the Kohen Gadol. Good? Okay, so we learn this Mishnah and we think, oh, okay, because Torah is so important, so we have to save the Torah. Says Rav Putner, it's not exactly that. He says, we're dealing with the mitzvah of Hatzalas Nefasho, saving lives. What is the source for the mitzvah of saving someone's life? I'm sorry? No. It's a keem of that for sure, but what's Mechayiv you? What obligates you in saving a person's life? It's another passage in this week's Parsha. Lo samod al dam reecha. You'll be Mechayiv in the mitzvah too, but lo samod al dam reecha. Don't stand idly by while your friend is dying. Rather, go ahead and save him, okay? So what's the word that we're homing in on over here? Lo samad al dam re'echa. So apparently the mitzvah is lo samad al dam re'echa. Don't let a re'a, don't let a friend drown. And within that mitzvah, lo samad al re'echa, the Torah says, someone who's a Talmud Chacham is the highest form of re'echa. Someone who's a Talmud Chacham has reached a higher level of your friend than anyone else. Now, we're going to get to the other half of this equation soon, but there's levels? Either he's your friend or he's not your friend. Happens to be, if you know me well enough, I actually keep a running list of my friends. It's unfortunately short. It gets shorter every year. But I try to reassess every month, and I put people at the bottom who are at the top, and I let them know. If they didn't call me enough that month or something like that, I move them down the list. You can ask some of my friends. This is absolutely true. Sometimes they check in. They say, I haven't spoken to you in a while. I said, well, you're at number six, so I'm not really going to get to you anytime soon. So you have, but I thought that wasn't al pi halacha. Now I see it's the Torah says this, that there's levels of friendship. There's levels of reyus. That if you have someone who's a Talmud Chacham, he's the highest level of reya, the highest level of friend. So we'll get to why a Talmud Chacham is that way first. But what Rav Huttner points out, first of all, the observation here, is that you see that there are levels to reya. There are levels to friendship. And he contrasts this, is unbelievable. He contrasts this with achva, with brother. A brother can't be more of a brother to you than he already is. He can't be more or less brother. You're always an ach. You're always a brother. You're always a sibling. But a friend can go up and down in levels. Look at the bold in the second paragraph here in the indent. Be'achva ein chilukei dargos. There's no distinctions between brothers. They're all brothers. They're all siblings. Ein shiurim la'achva. Shari lo titachin achva p'chusav achisera. There's no such thing as more or less brother. U'lefichach tasva Torah. Listen to this. Lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha. Don't hate your brother. Shari le'inin isra sina hakol shavim. If he's Jewish, you can't hate him. It is usher to hate a Jew who's your brother. They're officially your brother. You can't hate them. He's a better Jew. He's a worse Jew. He's a closer friend. He's a worser friend. Doesn't really matter. He's achecha. He's your brother. There are no distinctions. Once he's Jewish, you cannot hate him because achva is achva. Nothing crosses that line in terms of sina. Isra sina hakol shavim. Va'atower haroi le'inin ze achicha. Because achva represents that. Torah ein bo shirim v'shinuei dargos. Le'umas zos, what does the pasuk say? V'yahavta la'achicha kamocha? Why? Achicha means your fellow Jew. No, it says l're'echa. Why? Le'umas zos le'inin chiv ahava she'esh ba chiluke dargos. There are different levels of love and different levels of friendship and different levels of kadimos, preference and precedence in terms of saving them. There, kasva Torah, v'yahavta l're'echa kamocha ki yesh ba toa reyus dargos v'shirim. V'hachacham yoser Hureya Yoser, says Rav Huttner, unbelievable. When it comes to Achva, there's no distinctions. When it comes to a friend, a Reya, you can go up and down in levels. And the Gemara tells us that a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, is the highest level of friend. We'll get back to why that's true soon. But that's what you see, says Rav Huttner over here. So this Ma'aral that we just read is the source for this idea. The Ma'aral just told us the distinction between a brother and a friend is that a friend is something that's self-made. A friend is something that has levels, that has time and room to grow and to foster a relationship. A brother, you're born brothers and you die brothers. There's nothing that happens in between that can change that one way or the other. Rabbi Putner says, Meduig in the Pesukim, that when it comes to love and that relationship, we say Rei Echa because it can climb and it can fall. But when it comes to the Isser against hating, that's true across the board. You're not allowed to hate another Jew, no matter who that Jew is. Achva is across the board. Reyus is something that comes in levels. Now, Rav Putner also told us, and it seems to be clear in the Mishnah, that Re'acha changes as a person becomes firmer. As a person becomes a bigger Talmud Chacham, he's more your friend. He's more your Re'ah. What does that mean? Where does that come from? Either we like each other or we don't like each other. What does that have to do with his being a Talmud Chacham? So look in the next source, back to the, what's the opposite of indented? Just outdented or regular? Okay, regular. Regular is the yeshivish way of saying regular. They just skip the U. So in the regular part of the Nesiv Ahavas Re over here, again, this is the next paragraph. So the Maharal quotes for us what Rashi is really paraphrasing. V'ahavta l'reich kamocha, Rabbi Kiva Omer zek klal gadol ba'Torah. So we know this very well, that the v'ahavta l'reich kamocha is the klal, is the guiding principle of all of Torah. And we saw Rashi's lashon, I think it was Rashi, right, in the Gemara before. Rashi said, I'm sorry, Hillel said, Amarlo da Allah sani lechaver chalos savid zohi kol haTorah kula. The after reich kamocha is the entirety of Torah. It's the epitome of Torah. Everything else, commentary. Everything else is just an explanation. Zekwal gadol baTorah. This is the guiding principle. So says the Maharal Givaldik. He quotes the Gemara. He quotes Rashi, and he says, "I don't understand the two Perushim and Rashi. Second line here, the two Perushim and Rashi. They're opposites. Either you should love Hashem or love your friend. Those are opposites. Your friend and Hashem couldn't be farther apart. Look in the underline. No, the pshat is like this." Mipnesha oev lechaveiro kemoshu oev es atmo. Someone who truly loves their friend as if they love themselves. V'kol zeh sheroi leho v'chaveiro mipnesha nivre chaveiro bidmuso uvitzalmo. That should always come from the fact that they both come from the same place. They're both cut from the same cloth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the Jewish people. Umipnesha yesh lem demus v'tzelem echad hari b'tzara zeh chaveiro hu atmo davar echad. How is it possible to love your friend like yourself? Because you know what? In a certain level, he is like you. He is you. Because you both have a Tzelem Elokim. You're both a, so to speak, piece of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're both a Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation that's chaviv, that's beloved, because you have a Tzelem Elokim. Because you have that godliness in you. And when you look at another Jew and you see that he also has a Tzelem Elokim, you first of all realize kamocha. You realize we're exactly the same. And that leads to an ahava. Because you're from the same place. You're coming close to recognizing that Tzelem Elokim. Only if you recognize that Tzelem Elokim, but once you do, then you can have a relationship, and that relationship is one of love, and that love can be kamocha. And that also explains the Ani Hashem. That the whole source for the V'ahavta l'reich kamocha, how can you love someone? Because he's Tzelem Elokim. How can he be kamocha? Because you're also Tzelem Elokim. How are you guys both Tzelem Elokim? Ani Hashem. Because you both come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all in the Pasuk over here, says the Maharal. It's all coming from that connection of Tzelem Elokim. I see his Tzelem, he sees mine. That makes us into a friendship, a love, that's V'ahavta l'reich kamocha mamish. That's when the Maharal here develops an idea. And he says that the whole Torah is about developing your Tzelem Elokim. The whole Torah, the entirety of the 613 mitzvahs, is about you and me trying to become the best version of godly people that we could possibly be. Which means that the epitome of Torah, the klal of Torah, is V'ahavta l'reich kamocha, is realizing your Tzelem Elokim and seeing that Tzelem Elokim in everyone else. Everything else in the Torah is a commentary on that yesod. Everything else in the Torah is saying, here's how to develop that Tzelem Elokim. Here's how to recognize your Tzelem Elokim. And the more you recognize your Tzelem Elokim, the more you're going to come. V'ahavta l'reich kamocha. It all is circular. As much as you love someone else, it means you recognize his Tzelem Elokim. You only recognize his Tzelem Elokim if you believe in your Tzelem Elokim. So everything in the Torah is a perish on this yesod of recognizing our Tzelem Elokim and recognizing the Tzelem Elokim in everyone else. V'ahavta l'reich kamocha zek klal gadol b'Torah, zek kol haTorah kula. It's the entirety of Torah. Everything else is just a perish. It's just a commentary. The last point, based on exactly this idea, something else from Rav Putner, you find in his Ma'amarim Yom Kippur all over the place. I put one example here on the page. He tells us an important idea. He says that the mitzvah of Yahavta l'reich kamocha, we think of it means that you have to love your fellow Jew. It does mean that, but it has another part as well. Two facets. One part of Yahavta l'reich kamocha means you have to love your fellow Jew. You know what else Yahavta l'reich kamocha commands? You have to be beloved by your fellow Jew. It's reciprocal. It's a bilateral relationship. You have to love your fellow Jew, and you have to have him be able to love you. You have to create yourself in such a way that this person's going to love you too. That's part of your avoda. So Rav Putner asks in a different place, you have on the bottom of the page in Ma'amar Man Shavuos, Tesvav, Rav Putner asks, you know, everyone notes that V'ahavta l'reich kamocha is kol haTorah kula, zek klal gadol b'Torah, everything else is a commentary. Whoa! V'ahavta l'reich kamocha is the klal of, b'nam l'chaveiro, interpersonal relationship. it doesn't really speak to Bein Adam Makom. How does Bein Adam Lechavero teach you about Shabbos? How does V'ahavta L'Rechem Kamocha teach you about not eating treif? How does this mitzvah relate to all of the mitzvahs that are between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we gave one answer. One answer is that as you develop your Tzelem Elohim, you are closer to the people around you who have the Tzelem Elohim. So developing, you know, Ahava's Reya, having Ahava, is directly related to the fact that you're keeping all the mitzvahs, because that's how you develop your Tzelem Elohim. Rav Putner says that and more. He says that also when a person develops their Tzelem Elohim, they make themselves more beloved to everyone around them. When you develop into the best Jew that you can be, everyone else looks at you as a bigger Tzelem Elohim, which means the Ahavta L'Reich Kamocha Ani Hashem kicks in at a higher level for them, and that's a key, and that's a fulfillment of the other facet of the Ahavta L'Reich Kamocha, which is you must be Ahuv. You must be beloved to everyone around you. So it's always a constant process of building your Ahava and building the fact that you are beloved to other people through building your Tzelem Elohim. The Ahavta L'Reich Kamocha, the comparison and the coming together of the two entities, the two Reim, the two Jewish people, is through building each other's Tzelem Elohim and recognizing the other's Tzelem Elohim. And as they recognize the Ani Hashem within every person, then they can properly fulfill the Ahavta L'Reich Kamocha. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.